Today is Sunday, the 14th of July, beginning the 15th week of Ordinary Time. The community of Teze sing, Fiez-vous en lui, trust in him and do not fear. The peace of God will protect your hearts. Alleluia.
Alleluia, alleluia.
Today's reading is from the Gospel of Mark.
He called the 12 and began to send them out two by two and gave them authority over the unclean spirits. He ordered them to take nothing for their journey except a staff. No bread, no bag, no money in their belts, but to wear sandals and not to put on two tunics. He said to them, "Wherever you enter a house, stay there until you leave the place. If any place will not welcome you and they refuse to hear you, as you leave, shake off the dust that is on your feet as a testimony against them." So they went out and proclaimed that all should repent. They cast out many demons and anointed with oils many who were sick and cured them.
Take a moment to place yourselves into the sandals of one of the disciples. You have been following Jesus for a little while, staying close to him, listening, observing, learning, training. But now it's time to be sent out, to do. Notice your reaction.
Thank you.
Not only are you setting out with a new role, but you also can't take anything with you. In your mind, begin walking with your other disciple companion. How does it feel to only be holding a staff? Bare? Light? Nerve-wracking? Perhaps liberating? As you listen to the passage again, imagine shaking off the dust of a place as a testimony against them. What is that like?
He called the 12 and began to send them out two by two, and gave them authority over the unclean spirits. He ordered them to take nothing for their journey except a staff. No bread, no bag, no money in their belts, but to wear sandals and not to put on two tunics. He said to them, "Wherever you enter a house, stay there until you leave the place. If any place will not welcome you, and they refuse to hear you, as you leave, shake off the dust that is on your feet as a testimony against them." So they went out and proclaimed that all should repent. They cast out many demons and anointed with oils many who were sick and cured them.
They cast out many demons and anointed with oil many who were sick and cured them. As we end this time of prayer, imagine you are returning to Jesus after the trip. What would you like to share with him from your own life? Or you might like to ask him for more opportunities in your daily life to be sent out in this way. Thank you. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be. World without end.
Amen.